Welcome to the Dyke Heward Mills podcast. You're listening to a message from the Poimano, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and mega church pastor, Dyke Heward Mills. It's Thursday already, and today's message is focused on the importance of the words of Jesus and the power contained in them. The words of Jesus are the most important words ever spoken. The words of Jesus are the words of the Son of God. No other man ever spoke like he did. His words have outlasted any other word spoken by any other person. Today, Dyke Heward Mills brings to life some of the words of the greatest teacher who ever lived and reminds us Jesus' words are still such a guidepost for the world we live in today. Be blessed by today's teaching.
If you see a brother standing by the road with a heavy load from seeds his sown, if you see a sister walking down the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness, show a little kindness, shine your light for everyone to see.
What a blessing. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. Lead us by your Holy Spirit, we ask. Speak to us. Bless us. Always we ask for your help. We are praying for angels to be released in our lives to assist us in difficult times. We are praying for your power to dispel darkness around our lives. All attempts of the enemy to confuse us, we bind and overcome them in Jesus' name. We thank you for your power that is refreshed upon our lives. We love you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to guide by the Holy Spirit all the words that will be spoken. Lead us into truth. Lead us into your path. Deliver us from the wrong way. Save us from our own internal deceptions, that we may be blessed as we follow you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 10, sorry. And my subject this evening is some words of Jesus. Some words of Jesus. All right? Some words of Jesus. In other words, I'm sharing some of the words of Jesus. I'm just going to read them to you. Amen. Would you like that? Do you like Jesus? You want more of his words? Amen. Verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Amen. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Amen. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Amen. Yes, Jesus is the Prince of Peace, but he says, do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. That's what the Prince of Peace says. What do you think? Is it fantastic? The Prince of Peace is telling you, do not think that I have come to bring peace. All right? So as a Christian, especially as a minister of the gospel, you must not only be looking for peace in your life. Because if you are looking for peace only in your life, you may be going away from Jesus. Because you just want to live happily ever after, and there's no problem between you and anybody, then you may not have peace. You may have peace if you just want to live in that simple way. But if you're going to follow Jesus, you'll be surprised. Now, this is the words I want you to underline in verse 36. A man's foes. A man's foes. A man's foes. What is a foe? Change it. Change the version on your screen. What does it say? Another version. All right. A man's enemies. Your foes are your enemies. Okay. Now, Then I want you to underline household. 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 All right? So a man's enemies and then household. A man's enemies. I want you to link the two words in your head. A man's enemies, household. Can you link these two English words? A man's enemies and then what? Household. Okay? What is in the household? Are you linking the words? A man's foes and then the word household. Okay? Because some of you are so confused because of the challenges you are having in the household. Who are those in the household? Who are those in the household, please? Wife, husband, a man's what? So, you can change the word foes to troublemakers. You can change the word foes to troublemakers. You can also change it to problem givers. You can change it to difficulty starters. You can change it to crisis creators. A man's crisis creators will be, the American puts it clearly, more clearly, will be the members of his household. Amen. So all Christians must take note of this reality. Amen. That your number one crisis creators, troublemakers, trouble givers will be members of your household. What comment do you want me to make about this apart from to read it to you? What else do you want me to say? How else can I change what Jesus has said? That's why people are not anointed, because they want to change things that are already fixed. Amen. You can't change it. So you'll find out that with many people, the number one crisis creators, either their children, sometimes their husbands, sometimes their wives. Glory to God. Are you listening to me? Amen. So that is powerful. Now, let's go on. I told you today's subject is some words of Jesus. And have I given you some words of Jesus already? Wonderful. Now, I want you to look at verse 41. He that received the second word of Jesus. So please, wives, if you are being given a whole lot of problems by your husband, it's a prophecy that is being fulfilled. You are walking in the prophetic. It's happening exactly as Jesus said. The number one problem-giving situation of your life is going to come from home. That is why Jesus didn't marry. Amen. The next one. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Amen. Now, when you are receiving a human being, a minister, okay, you have to receive the person in the name of a prophet or the name of a righteous man. In other words, you receive the person because, you see, when you say, bow in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command you to kneel down. What you are saying is that in the name of Jesus, or because of the name of Jesus, or because of Jesus, bow. Do you understand? That's why I say in the name of Jesus. So it's like not because of me, but in because of him, bow down. All right. So when you are receiving somebody in the name of a prophet, or in the name of a prophet, you are receiving him because of the anointing, and because of the power, and because of the calling. All right, that is when you receive a reward. Now, if you receive the person because the person is from your tribe, do you understand? It's, oh, this is an Ewe minister. It's an Ewe pastor. And I like Ewes. So I'm receiving this person. You're going to get an Ewes reward. Do you get it? Are you there? Now, if you receive a politician in the name of a politician, just because he's a politician, there is no promise of a reward. Do you have that? If you receive a king in the name of a king, no. You receive a prophet or a righteous man. So there is a righteous man's reward. Some time ago, I used to think that this means that you will receive the reward that the prophet is going to have in heaven. No, there is something called a prophet's reward, or a prophet's blessing. All right? Or a righteous man's blessing. So, but in our hearts, there are many times different reasons why we receive people. Amen? And sometimes we invite people to minister for different reasons other than the right reasons. Amen. But if it's because of the ministry, because of the anointing, because of the power of God, hallelujah, God is going to bless you mightily. Amen. Are you excited about that? So I want you always, you know, the person may be younger than you, he may be more your junior, he may be this, he may be that, but if it is something you are receiving because of the anointing, I honor you. Because of the anointing, I give this to you. Because of your position in the ministry, I give this to you. Like, I am wearing black today because of the president of Ghana who has died. Not because his name is Mills, which is also similar to my name. Do you understand? Yes. And it is not because I want, it's not because maybe I liked his leadership methods. It is not because I believe in what he was doing per se. No, that is not the point. Whether I believe or not is not the issue. The office of the president is what I respect. But somebody who is in that office is the office that I am honoring by wearing, because I would not have worn this dress today. I'm wearing it because I respect that office. That once you occupy that office, you must be respected in the name of that office. Amen. So when you see an anointed person who is standing in a certain office, you know, you may not agree with something the person does. Do you understand? You may not agree with the way the person has done things. You may not even like some of the things. You may even have criticisms. I mean, it's not everything that President Mills did that I agreed. There are things that he did, I was surprised that he would do them as a lawyer. I was surprised. There are things that the president did when he was alive that I was amazed that a lawyer could do something like that. It made me even fear politics even more. That politics can have such an effect on even the legal knowledge that a person has. Yes. But that is not what is of concern at this moment. What is of concern at the moment is that the head of our nation, who came there legitimately, in the right way, do you understand, has fallen. And we honor the office of the president, whoever, even anybody who comes, whether we, whoever it is, you, even a hairdresser, if you become the president, we will honor you. If you die, we wear black to honor the name of that office. Are you listening to me? Now, many of the great men of God have no education, do wrong things, do things we don't agree, but we still honor them, we receive them, we open our hearts. It's not that we are blind. It's not that we don't know. Do you understand? It's not that we don't know. Do you get it? It's not that we believe in everything they are doing, but we honor the office. That is a difference. Do you understand? And you see, many times, I'm saying this because, dear Christian friends, sometimes you meet a fellow Christian who is full of vitriolic words and vitriolic statements about other pastors. Do you understand? And if you don't take care, you can be poisoned. And when you see a high office, you will not honor the office and you will not receive the reward that comes from honoring that office. Yeah. So be careful. Whether you agree with this or not, all of us in Ghana are mourning, whether you are in NDC or NPP. Our president was not a president of only NDC. He was a president of every Ghanaian and everybody that is in this country. So we are all recognizing that office. Even NPP have recognized. Everybody has recognized. Those of us who belong to DDT also have recognized it. Is it fantastic? Amen. Have I given you two powerful words of Jesus? Are you going to receive men of God from today? Are you going to receive them whether you agree with them or not? Will you see some things you don't agree with? Yes. But there's a blessing. There is a blessing. There's a blessing. You know, some years ago, I remember when I began to honor Bishop Duncan Williams, a lot of people thought that I was naive. And they thought that I was a child. That is why I honored him. And that I didn't know a lot of things. That is why I honor him. But as the years have gone by, years and years have gone by, many people have realized that it is the will of God to honor the name of a prophet. In the name, when Bishop Duncan William comes into my atmosphere, he does not come as a human being. And I recognize him in the name of the office that God has put him in. That is what I recognize. But it's not that we don't know things, or we are children, or we are naive. Yes. If I'm honoring the president of Ghana, it's not that I don't know about this case or that case or this case or that case. Is there a case we are looking at today? We are looking at the office. Huh? The third of the some words of Jesus. Third one. John chapter, Matthew 11, verse 1. It came to pass, verse 2, when John heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent his disciples and said, "Art thou he that should come, or should we look for another?" Verse 4, Jesus answered and said, "Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. Tell him, the blind see, receive their sight, the lame walk, The lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Right here, you see one of the great words of Jesus. There is a blessing for people who are not offended. And you may ask yourself, what should offend somebody? Look at the things Jesus has done in verse 5. He said, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is he that is not offended. You ask yourself, what should be offending people? When the blind see and the deaf hear, why should you be offended? But there is a blessing for the one who is not offended. Yeah. Let me tell you something. The highest anointings are the most offensive. Or they are the most offense-causing anointings. If you want to see bad stories, you just have to Google Benny Hinn, Reinhard Bonnke, any of the bigger anointings. You will see a lot of stories. So a lot of the higher anointings cause offense to people. Especially power ministries, which lead to a lot of people being saved and set free. So that's why Jesus said, blind are seeing, deaf are hearing. What should be, it should not be a cause of rejoicing. But you'll be surprised that person who is healing the sick and doing all these different things is the one who causes more controversy than the person who is just even preaching and teaching. So Mr. Goody Goody and Mr. Righteous Man, tell your neighbor, Mr. Righteous Man, we know you are here. When have you been healing the sick and opening the eyes of the blind? That is why nobody is ever offended about you. You may not know. You are Mr. Goody Goody and Mrs. Please All. No one ever is upset with you. When have you slayed somebody in the spirit that for somebody to even say that it's not a real slaying? Blessed is he. One day, I was in a convention or a conference with a great man of God. And as the man of God was ministering, I was noticing a certain pastor whose eyes were full of criticism. And afterwards, I noticed that the person was also saying critical things. Do you see? But my immediate response was that this is why he doesn't have that anointing. Because there is a blessing only for those who this thing doesn't offend them. Those are people who become anointed. It's like this doesn't offend them. This one 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 too doesn't offend them. Blessed is he that is not offended in me. Yes. Those are people who get blessed. Those are the people who get blessed. Amen. One day I went to preach somewhere and I was preaching about loyalty and disloyalty. When I finished preaching, I went to the pastor's office. And the pastor's office were two judges. Hey. And the judges, one of the judges was at a point said, oh, I was blessed. But at a point, I was not so blessed. Blessed is he that is not offended in me. Amen. The people whom God has will cause a blessing to come from my life into their lives are people who what I do, what I say, and how I say does not offend or hurt them. May you be one of the people who will receive the blessing because you are not offended. Amen. Is it a blessing? Amen. Finally, turn to verse 16. Hallelujah. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, we have piped unto you, you have not danced. We have mourned and you have not lamented. Amen. Are you there? Amen. This is the last of the sum of the words of Jesus that I'm sharing with you today. And what you can learn from this is the two extremes, you see, never please people who are angry with you. You see, because he said, we did what should make a person dance and you criticize it. Then we changed our style of ministry and did what should make you cry. That one too, you were not moved by it. You understand? And so that is why you do not have to follow the life and the words of people who are criticizing. Because when you do this, they will criticize. And when you do this, they will criticize. And that is why Jesus said, whom can I liken? To whom can I liken the children of this generation? What are they like? These are the same people who will say, don't drive a Mercedes Benz. Why are you driving a Mercedes Benz? The same person, when you go and drive a Tico, the person will say, why are you driving a Tico? It says we piped. Piping is for dancing. Ba-na-na-na, everybody blow your trumpet. Ba-na-na-na-na-na. You didn't dance when we were singing that one. Then when we prayed the other one, you didn't cry. The crying one too, you didn't cry. So you watch and you realize that people who have, either you do this, they will criticize. You do that, they will criticize. And Jesus said, but wisdom, for John came to you. You see, he said that John came to you, neither eating nor drinking. But when you saw his face, you see, there are people, when you see their face, you see, this one is a witch. I mean, look, how many has it occurred to you before when you saw a certain woman's face, you said, now this woman is a witch. Yeah. So when they saw John the Baptist's face, the way he was lean and they whatever, they said, no, this guy is demonized. He's demon-possessed. They saw from the look on his face, Charlie, and the guy, you know, sometimes when people are fasting, the breath is very strong smell with acid ammonia. Hey! So when they saw John the Baptist, they came for baptism, and he was and the ammonia acid with the lean, and the face was long like that with the beard, wearing panties, and said, this guy is a madman, that is full of demons. More panties, and he was eating locusts. Whilst he was ministering, he saw some locusts going. He sent to catch some of the locusts that he's put it aside for his eating in the evening. He said, oh, this is a demonized man. What a shock. Then came Jesus. He said, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm coming to your house this evening. And you say, he's come eating and drinking. And they say, behold, a man who is gluttonous, a wine bibber, and a friend of publicans and sinners. Every style of minister causes offense. But when the guy was fasting, you said he was demonized. Now, you say it's whatever. Sometimes when a man of God has ladies working around, they say he's an adulterer. When he has boys around, they say he's a homosexual. It's true. What a shock. But it's a real shock. It happens practically. Are you listening to me? Are you here or you are going home? Amen. But the Bible says, wisdom is justified of her children. So one of the things you can learn in the ministry is that it's either this or that. It's better you just don't criticize and decide, I'm not going to be, nothing is going to offend me. And nothing is going to put me off. I can stay in God and not be offended. If a man of God comes and preaches to you and he doesn't pray for the sick or he doesn't do miracles, it should not offend you. Don't be offended. Because when the man of God also comes and he's praying for the sick and doing miracles, you'll be sitting there saying, this is not a real miracle. Oh, this one I know is not a real miracle. When somebody falls down, I say, oh, this is not a real falling down. This one is because of this. And it's because of that. Then when the other one comes and he preaches, he just preaches a simple message and he goes to sit down. He says, oh, this man, he doesn't have the spirit. When he sang that song, he should have just moved in the spirit. But he didn't have the spirit. He couldn't move in the anointing. He couldn't operate in the anointing. He was not open to the spirit. Is it not true? I'm asking you, is it not true? Yes. When you preach for a short time, they'll say, how can you come to church? You're just giving us tidbits. One time I preached, somebody was saying, I'm no more preaching the word of God. I'm just preaching tidbits. And on another occasion, when I'm preaching, they say that I'm preaching too long. How can you preach so long? Why? One time a pastor said, we start at 6. He said, why? Why? I said, the people want to start early. I also want to start early. Why? Why? What is happening? What's the emergency? Yeah. People who fast a lot. I went somewhere. Pastor was telling me about another pastor. He said, this man, he fasted for so many days. And after he died. Yes. One day I went to a certain country and the people were testing me. I didn't know. When I finished ministering, they said it's time for lunch. When we went to the lunch, I ordered, so give me some of this fish, give me some of this chicken, give me some of this pork. Give me some of this beef. Give me some of this rice. Hey! I put it in the plate. And I ate it and they were looking at me. That's why sometimes when I go, I don't eat. Every day they did the same test. I didn't know they were testing me. And I ate every day. Then on the last day, they told me, we were wondering whether you would eat. I said, why? He said, oh, we know a pastor from Ghana. We have had, there's a certain pastor who came from Ghana here. Throughout the time that he is here, he doesn't eat. He's fasting. He only drinks water. He will fast when he's arrived. He's fasting throughout. Never bread, nothing. If he's here 1 week, only water and prayer. Hey! So they were looking to see whether I was anointed, but they never told me. They were watching. You see, and me too. I was saying, bring the chicken, bring the egg, bring the pork. Bring their beef. What a shock. So at the end, they were announced. I said, look at these people. They were waiting to see whether I was spiritual. Whether I can minister like the guy who doesn't eat. See, but both styles You will be amazed. Yeah. One day I saw Benny Hinn ministry. I was watching a video. Was ministering. When he reached somewhere, he said, I'm hungry. I want to go. What a shock. He said, man, I'm hungry. Then he controlled himself and said, okay, come, let me pray for you. What a shock. Remember when Elisha sent the small boy? He sent there was somebody was dead, and they gave him a staff. He said, when you go, don't talk to anybody. Go on the way. So one day, a man of God said, when I talk to somebody, the anointing goes out. Do you understand the message? He sent him to go and raise the dead. So he gave him the staff. He said, don't talk to anybody on the way. So in his ministry, he doesn't talk to people. When he finishes praying, he doesn't talk to anybody till he preaches. Yeah. So he was ministering powerfully. Every time he doesn't, we pray. When he finishes, he doesn't speak to. When you say, I'm taking the anointing to go and preach. So one day he invited a man of God who was more anointed than him, with more signs and wonders. And the man came to his church. He went and picked him from the hotel. When the man sat in the car, chatting, joking, laughing, hey! He talked from the house to the church, about 1 hour in the traffic. Then when he came to the church, come and see the signs and wonders in the church. Hey, Lord. So I have been storing up my words in me all these years, not knowing that that one too, the power of God can also work. So you see, you may do it like this, or you may do it like this, and it will work. But don't let the way it is being done disturb you, because John the Baptist, he came through fastings and eating. He broke his fast with locusts. Can you imagine breaking your fast with cockroaches? But that is John the Baptist. Hallelujah. And Jesus came. Hey, Zacchaeus! Jesus liked food. Look, every time by the beach, fish. Like, give the people food. 5,000, can you imagine? And even when he shared the miraculous thing, he told Peter, I said, look, Peter, the bread is to be very nice. Go and collect. Make sure that you collect some to take to the house so that we can eat in the house. Yeah! 12 baskets they took for just for here, the apostles. Hey! They didn't leave it for them at all. Even when he rose from the dead, his appetite was still there. When he saw the disciple, he made his own fish. Hey! And he can cook. Jesus too can cook. He cooked the fish himself. And he said, my children, are you hungry? Come, let's eat. Tell me, I got a fish. Hey! And the anointing was flowing. What a shock. So ladies and gentlemen, just remember the words of your Savior. Amen. Because he said, you people, you are like the children. I piped, you didn't dance. I mourned, you didn't lament. Wow. Which way should it be? There are different ways. And God has pastors who don't have even one miracle. Yeah, one day somebody went for a funeral. When he came back, I said, how was the funeral? He said, the funeral was very dry. I said, why? They did not serve us even one granite. So some people's ministry is like that. They will not serve you even one granite. Do you know black and white? Do they still have black and white in Ghana? Black and white? Yeah. They did not serve even one groundnut in the funeral. Some people have a ministry, not even one miracle, no sign, no wonder. God loves them and God is using them. And there are those who are having fantastic signs, different. Be careful. Because when the different one comes to, hey, this is not from God, but it is the Lord. So these are some beautiful words of Jesus. And I know that as you meditate on them, God is going to bless you. What is the first of the words of Jesus I gave you tonight? Number one is what? Enemies, foes, and which word? Household. Where are the enemies? Household. Who are the people in the household? Children, houseboy, housegirl, sisters, brothers, nephews, cousins, mother, father. Wow. Some of my greatest challenges have come from relatives. Yeah. Relatives. Pastors that I appointed that were rather relatives, rather became fools, according to the scripture. So when you go home and your husband is misbehaving, you say, look at him and say, it seems you are fulfilling the scripture this evening. What is the second beautiful word of Jesus? Receive the prophet in the name of the office of the prophet. Whether you like the ways or have like. That is why today I'm wearing black, because I'm honoring President Mills. Yeah. Today we were supposed to declare 1 minute silence at 2:15. Only that I wasn't holding my watch at that time, so I didn't know it was 2:15. But before I realized it was 3:15. But I'm honoring him. And we have tied a red band. We are not an NDC church. Hey, how can we be NDC? I told you our party is what? DDT. But we are honoring the name of that office. Every time you honor and you kneel down and say, pastor, you are honoring the pastor, the blessing of a pastor will come upon your life. And you honor a prophet, the blessing of a prophet will come. Anytime you honor the anointing, the blessing of that anointing will come on your life. What is the third wonderful word of Jesus? Blessed is he that is not offended in me. And what is the cause of the offense? You ask yourself. You cannot even know how healing the sick, raising the dead can be a problem. But it's a problem. Amen. How many are going to be blessed and not going to be hurt? Don't let anything hurt you. When it's happening, remember this word. Blessed is he that is not offended. Blessed is he that is not offended. Blessed is he that I will not be offended in Jesus' name. Amen. And what is the last beautiful words of Jesus? I have piped to you. Huh? You didn't dance. I have mourned and you have not lamented. So whichever extreme the ministry is coming by, God is giving you maturity tonight. To be able to receive how many are going to receive pastors who don't pray for anybody? What about pastors who don't even take offerings? And then pastors who take offerings. Blessed is he that is not offended. There are different types. Some come taking offerings, you say the person likes money. Another person comes, he doesn't take offerings, say he's not concerned about the church's finances. Deliver us, O Lord, from criticizing what we don't understand. Wisdom is justified of her children. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift your hands to the Lord right now. I just want you to pray about what you have received, what you have heard today. The Lord is speaking to your hearts. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the great blessing that you release into our lives today. Thank you for the great blessing that you release into our lives today. Thank you for the great blessing. Thank you for the great blessing. Thank you for the great blessing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Speak to us, Lord. Lead us into all your truth. Thank you for your will. 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 Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit dykewoodmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every week. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.